White Walker perpetuated offenses are considered especially heinous. In Westeros, four dedicated friends investigate and discuss these vicious episodes as members of an elite squad known as A Podcast Has No Name.
Oh man, welcome to another episode of A Podcast Has No Name. I am DJ Ambush, one of the four OGs of the podcast. This particular episode, I am joined by a friend of the podcast, a regular co-host, that old 8-0 from Toy Noise.
What's good, family?
What's happening?
How y'all doing? What's up?
Good things, good things.
Yes, good things.
So yeah, man, it's been a crazy couple of weeks, the last 2 weeks. Tons of trailers dropped. Yep. So we're going to do a quick little overview. How we feeling about the trailers? How we feeling about the movies coming up? We got a nice little list here. We'll be talking about Blue Beetle, the Marvels, the Penguin trailer, Guardians of the Galaxy, the Spider-Verse joint, Ahsoka, and Secret Invasion.
Yep.
Now, I don't know about you, but I would like to start with that Marvels trailer.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. That's a good first starting point.
Because the last time we watched it, you informed me of a statistic that I was unaware of.
Yes, it is currently, the Marvels is currently the most disliked movie trailer on YouTube as of right now.
Just say you hate women.
Just say you hate women, please.
Just say you hate women. Dog. Like, yeah. What are we talking about? First off, I've been looking forward to this film.
Yes.
Secondly, the trailer is hilarious.
The trailers are great time.
The movie looks mad fun.
Yep.
What was your first impression like when you saw the trailer?
I am proud of Marvel for allowing a comic book concept to just exist.
Right.
Like, just simply, like, I feel like they've been letting loose a little bit more. And to me, this is full blown. Like, you're giving us a comic book movie.
Okay.
So by you having fun with the trailer, giving us characters that we've been wanting to come together, finally coming together and showing us the dynamic and showing that it's going to be a fun movie.
Okay.
It's like, okay, you're not taking yourself too seriously. We're having some fun. You got them switching places and the movie's going to be a good time. I have faith.
So them not taking themselves too seriously, is that what you mean by like a comic book movie, or is it more like the implied plot?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
Both at the same time.
Okay. I definitely, like, I feel you on the comic book movie. Like, I feel that when I, like, watch Guardians movies.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, the Thors, like, you know, the last two Thors felt like real comic book. Like, it's the perfect merge in between live action and this is crazy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas the Avengers films definitely feel more serious.
Yes.
And I love them for that. Like, I definitely love them for that. Do you feel like the Marvels would make it into your top five? What is your top five?
Like Marvel movies of all time? Mm-hmm. Oh, snap. Okay. Specifically Marvel.
Yeah, specifically Marvel.
This is no particular order. Guardians 2, Thor Ragnarok, Infinity War, Black Panther 2.
Uh-huh.
And number five will be carried by Civil War right
now. Wait, so what was your first one?
I think I said Guardians 2.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So top five for me, definitely Endgame.
Yep.
Infinity War. Wakanda Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Winter Soldier. And Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you see this making it into yours?
No. Only because I think my top five is stacked pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's like, pretty heavy for top five.
It's an unfair top five.
Yes.
Like, Endgame and Infinity War. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, Wakanda Forever is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Ragnarok and Winter Soldier just like understood. Winter Soldier has been in people's top fives for a very
long time. Very long time.
Like that was in my top three. So
yeah.
The Marvels, I'm expecting to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Definitely. I was really excited when I saw Kamala's family.
Yep, we love them.
The comic relief from them, just like, it's just heartwarming seeing them. I love seeing them. Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to
that. We don't have a lot of families in the MCU right now, that, like, outside of the superhero stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, just to see, like, a high schooler having fun with her family, like, that's going to be cool. Like, I'm very excited about that.
Maybe we'll get, what's his name, Bruno?
Yeah.
Maybe Bruno will pop up in there.
Yes.
And I'm also curious what other cameos we're going to get.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, I'm super curious about the cameos.
All right, so let's stick in Marvel.
Secret Invasion?
Secret Invasion.
Yes.
Oh, now, Secret Invasion is a TV show.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's a TV show.
Agreed.
So for me, Secret Invasion is the closest that I would envision getting to Winter Soldier.
Yeah, agreed.
And so to be able to get that as a TV show means we're getting, you know, close to 6 hours. Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah, give me all of that. Yes. Give me all that Nick Fury. Give me all of that Rhodey. Like, those are some of my favorite characters to just watch. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Because they black as fuck. They just ultra black.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like,
they just African-American in a motherfucker.
We need it.
I love it. So, like, I love seeing them in action. I'm curious to watch how this shit plays out with Agent Ross.
Right.
There are whispers that he might be a Skrull. It might have been the entire time.
I think that's plausible.
Yeah.
Ross is probably a Skrull. Okay.
Be a Skrull.
Before we get into the top five talk and a few things, who is a Skrull? Who do you think? Because we know Rhodey's in the show. We know Ross is in the show. We know Val is in the show. Fury. I'm trying to think who else. I've heard inklings that we might get some of our characters back from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
Yes. Specifically Daisy Johnson.
Okay. So I'm not as familiar with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as I should be because I couldn't make it past the first season.
No, I understand. I understand.
So I'm on a binge right now, Clone Wars, to get ready for Ahsoka. I'm going to attempt to get back into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It gets better. It's crazy.
Everyone told me that.
Yes.
Everyone told me it gets better. You know, and if I can do the Arrowverse for as many seasons as I did,
you can do Agents.
Get some Agents.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, I remember when I was watching it week to week, I would watch it with my mom. We would watch all of like the DC shows and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And week to week, I remember vividly always being like, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is better than everything else that we're watching. Every week, like, we would be excited to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. What has me most excited about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that Ghost Rider debuted over there.
Yes.
And Ghost Rider is one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
He's one of my favorites. Absolutely.
So, with Secret Invasion, who are the Skrulls?
I think Ross.
Yeah.
If not Ross, Val.
Yeah.
But definitely more so Ross.
I think Ross. I think Rhodey.
You think Rhodey?
Yeah, I think Rhodey. Rhodey got switched at some point in the past few movies. Maybe not the whole time.
You know what?
But I think Rhodey's a Skrull.
Hmm. Wow. That'd be crazy.
I would love it.
I wonder, man. Huh. That would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be crazy. But yeah, I think you're right. We're going to get some people we don't expect.
Yeah.
For sure. Talos is going to die.
Yeah, I think Talos is going to die.
Yeah.
I think the introduction of Emilia Clarke is going to be interesting. I don't know who she's playing exactly.
She's playing Talos' daughter.
Okay.
So that was her in Captain Marvel.
Yep.
With Monica.
Yes.
As a child.
I wonder if her and Monica are going to become friends later.
I assume.
I hope so. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Two great actresses.
So, like, TV show-wise, Marvel TV show, top five? Yeah.
Yeah.
We have enough shows to do a top five?
Yes, we do. Oh, we have more than enough. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Where is your top five right now?
Ooh. Okay. I got to think about all the shows. Pull up all the shows.
Got you.
Definitely Loki.
Yep. Loki is number one.
Yeah, easily. Definitely.
So, here's my question. Before we get into this.
Okay.
Are we counting shows that are not only on Disney Plus?
We can't count the Netflix stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Netflix and Hulu.
No.
All gone. Not
counting like Legion and any of that stuff.
Cool. Okay.
That stuff's not canon yet.
Daredevil isn't canon, you don't think?
No, Daredevil is.
So we count
Legion and like Runaways
and
Cloak and Dagger. Like,
true.
I wouldn't count that stuff. Daredevil is kind of canon, but
it's
I feel
half and half. It's a little bit unfair.
All right. Run down the list. For MCU,
yes,
we might need to incorporate the Netflix shows.
Okay, Loki, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk, Hawkeye, WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, What If.
Oh, that's enough to have a top five.
Yeah, that's enough to have a top five.
All right. So, Loki, definitely.
Yep.
Miss Marvel, definitely.
Yep.
What If.
Yep.
What were the other ones you said? Hawkeye.
Moon Knight, Hawkeye.
WandaVision.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I would say WandaVision, and then for me, it's between Moon Knight and Falcon and Winter Soldier.
That's a good five.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Because Falcon and Winter Soldier was a lot better than people give it credit for.
I agree 100%.
That Isaiah Bradley shit was major.
Yeah.
But a lot of, like, visually, Moon Knight was just off the charts. Like,
Moon Knight was off the charts. Week to week, it had me enthralled, for sure.
Yeah, I might have to lean towards Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
Dang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five for me.
Mm-hmm.
Loki, for sure, number one. She-Hulk, Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Hawkeye. I'm on Falcon and Winter Soldier and Moon Knight.
Okay.
I think just for the sake of this conversation, WandaVision for me. I think Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Okay. Well, I know for a fact Secret Invasion is going to push somebody out.
Yeah, I think Secret Invasion is probably going to push everything. I feel like this could be up there with Loki, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But it looks great.
Yeah.
Trailer looks fire.
All right. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy is kind of like a bittersweet thing for me.
Yeah.
Because we know, one, we're losing characters.
Absolutely.
We're losing actors.
Yep.
Chris Pratt is getting weird in real life.
Yep. Like, bro is a weird moving fella for
James
sure.
James Gunn has left Marvel and is in DC.
Yep.
Like, there's just so much going on. And I am excited to see this film.
Agreed.
Definitely. I don't think it's going to make top five.
Nah.
I don't think it's going to push anything out of my top five. I think it's going to be a fun film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the trailers look great.
Yeah.
I'm definitely seeing this in the theater.
It's around
the corner. It's May 5th.
Yeah. This needs to be a theater film.
It's almost here. It's almost here.
I'm thinking this movie. Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians 2 is like easily like in my top three favorite Marvel movies.
Okay.
Like, or Guardians 2. Did I say 2 or 3?
You said 2.
Okay. Guardians 2 is like top 3 favorite Marvel movies. Like, that movie, when I first saw that ending, I almost cried. And I do not be crying a lot.
That ending was crazy.
That is one of my favorite endings.
Yeah.
That was
very touching.
If Guardians 3 is anywhere, if James Gunn sticks the landing then he did better in that movie.
Oh, in Guardians 3?
He's
going to stick the landing.
It's his last
joint.
This could maybe, like, kick something out of the list.
We already know. Either Rocket or Drax is going to die.
Drax is for sure dying.
Yeah.
Drax is dying.
And that's going to hit harder than Yondu.
Yeah.
So he's going to stick the landing.
This is probably going to make top five for me then. If I'm being for real.
Yeah, it's going to push Guardians 2 out.
Yeah. Or keep with Guardians 2 there and kick something else out.
Wow.
Because I love Guardians 2. Like, Guardians 2, for real, is like one of my all-time favorite movies.
All right. All right. Look at you.
Yeah. You know.
The last film in the Marvel side is the Spider-Verse film. What's the proper name for this new one?
Across the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse. I can't remember being this hype for an animated film since the first one.
Yeah, since the first one.
I mean, DC kills the animation.
Yeah.
DC really kills the animation.
They do a great job.
But
this is theatrical.
Spider-Verse films.
This is, okay. The last movie to, like, change animation entirely, like, collectively, like, y'all gotta understand, I'm an animation head as much as I'm a comic book head.
Mm-hmm.
The last movie to do this, like, change animation entirely, was like Toy Story.
I feel you.
This has introduced a whole new animation style to the world that companies are copying now.
Yeah. Yeah, and the storytelling they did with the different animation styles was really, like, it was subtle.
Yep.
But it was dope as hell. Like, when I watched a couple YouTube videos about that, and they're just talking about the way the animation progresses, the style changes.
Yep.
Showing his progression and his talent and his abilities. Uh-huh. Like, oh, y'all wilding out. And then to pull, you know, all these different characters from different universes with their own animation styles. Like,
it's going to be, oh, my God. Yeah, no, this movie, to me, this movie, if this movie is bad, my jaw will drop.
Right.
Because, like, the fact that they one-up themselves from the last movie is crazy. Like, the animation looks out of this world. And then, like, they seem to have, like, a really compelling story, a really interesting story. Like, I don't think I've seen a movie that looks like this.
Right.
In my life.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, this is another bittersweet one.
Uh-huh.
Because Miles is going to experience a loss.
Yep.
It's obvious to anyone that's played the video game.
Yep.
And you kind of get hints of it in the trailer.
Absolutely.
He's going to lose somebody, and he's going to be presented with the opportunity to choose that one person versus, you know, the universe.
Right.
It's very Flashpoint.
Very Flashpoint, yeah.
So I watched it, like, I was really, really hyped, and at the same time, all this dread hit me, like, oh.
It's going to be a dark one.
We're about to watch our boy go through it.
We're losing some people this year.
Oh, goodness.
Woo. Yeah, I'm hyped. I'm also excited to see, as a Gwen Stacy fan, I love Spider-Gwen. I love Gwen Stacy. She's one of my favorite Spider-Man characters.
She's dope.
And Gwen and Miles, I'm pro Gwen and Miles over Peter and Gwen. Like, Gwen and Miles is great.
Nice.
They've made a great little cute little coupling in the last movie. So
yeah, they did.
Throw it in there. Why not? Yeah. I'm a fan.
There's supposed to be a Tom Holland
cameo.
Yeah. There's a Tom Holland cameo.
They'd be making fun of Tom already.
He Spider-Man was supposed to be in the first one.
Yes.
And they pulled it. So, yeah.
I'm hyped. I love to see him.
I am all for this slow walking to live action.
Yeah, agreed.
But once Miles comes over to live action, it's going to be like,
it's done.
It might be bigger than Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man is the biggest, like, biggest superhero, like him and Superman and Batman are the biggest superheroes of all time.
Yeah. So like, to have like Miles, it's very grounded. It's in New York. Yeah. Super relatable. Young black, you know, character. Like, I feel like that's gonna be immense.
Everybody and their mom gonna be up in there.
Yeah. They know it. They're taking their time with it. So I'm cool.
I'm with it.
Yeah. And just also like all the different Spider-Men that we're gonna be introduced to.
Yes.
Like Issa Rae popping in there, Spider-Woman.
Right.
That's dope. Like, this is going to be ill.
We're getting Spider-Man of India.
Spider-Punk.
Like, yes. Yeah. Like, it's going to be great. I am deeply, like, there's no doubt in my mind. There's certain projects on here. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that they're going to be, like, spectacular.
All right. So, before we switch gears to DC.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the House of the Mouse.
Yep.
Ahsoka.
Ooh.
Boy, let me tell you something. Let's hear it. Okay. Between you and I know the least about Ahsoka.
Yep.
I am just now getting into Clone Wars.
Yes.
I'm still on season one, episode 18.
Yeah.
Everything I have caught about Ahsoka and how important of a character she is before even starting Clone Wars, I was so hyped.
Yes.
And then to see Rosario Dawson in costume is like, tell me y'all care perfect about casting.
Perfect casting.
Show me you care about casting, bro.
Perfect casting.
Yeah. Ridiculous. That trailer is bananas. We get Dark Jedi in there.
Yeah.
Like,
I need to speak to my Clone Wars people real quick.
You do.
Y'all know what is coming. Like, here's the thing. Rosario Dawson, we all love her. Uh-huh. She's a great pick for Ahsoka. And anyone who has been like, here's the thing. Not going to say anything about Clone Wars, but like, as much as Clone Wars is a series that involves, like, it's an anthology series and all this, and like, it tells all these different stories, it is Anakin and Ahsoka's show.
Right.
It is about them. So just to see how she's expounded throughout the years and to see, like, look, man, Dave Filoni loves him some Ahsoka.
Okay.
So he's not going to let her go.
And I heard he's like the next bunch of films.
Yes.
So let me ask you this, because you said, like, speaking to, you know, Clone Wars heads.
Yes.
Y'all know what's coming. Do y'all? Because where Ahsoka is taking place, isn't this post-Clone Wars?
It is. It's post-everything. I think, right. Like, this is only before the sequel series.
Now, I'm hoping we'll get some... We have to get flashbacks.
Yeah.
Because there are too many important things that happened in her life before this.
Well, you know, see... I mean, you're going to see a lot of it.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of it. Am, I don't know if you're ready. Here's the thing, like... As much as I am deeply excited for Ahsoka, I'm almost more excited for Ambush to just get through Clone Wars before Ahsoka. My God.
He told me season two was bananas.
Season two. Here's the thing. I'm saying season two is bananas compared to season one. Right. Once you hit like season five, six, seven, you forget you're watching a children's show. Like it is. This aired to kids. Like I was 12 years old watching this show being like, yo, they can tell this story.
That's crazy.
Nah.
Okay. Okay. I definitely think this is going to hit my top five
for
Disney.
Yeah.
Easily
probably one of my favorite Star Wars shows for sure.
Okay. Okay. You still got to see Andor.
I got to see Andor. Yeah.
Obi-Wan is crazy.
Does that work?
Like, yeah. Now, there hasn't been... There's been four Star Wars shows.
Yeah, Boba Fett, Mandalorian,
Obi-Wan.
If you want to count Andor, like the animated series they did.
I ain't counting them, Johns.
Okay, bet we won't count them then. Andor. Live action.
Yeah, so Andor. Obviously this makes it into five.
Yeah, it has
Let's go top three then. I think Ahsoka will definitely make my top three.
Oh, yeah. I think so as
top
well.
Top three for me is Mando, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Ahsoka.
I'm thinking... I haven't seen Andor. I haven't seen Boba Fett. I'm behind on my Star Wars.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, but just
You said you haven't seen Boba?
I have not.
And you're all caught up on Mando?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm deeply behind on Star Wars right now.
Okay, so you haven't started season three of Mando?
No, I have not. I know it's about to finish.
Good. Are you on season two of Mando?
Done with season two.
Okay. You need to watch Boba Fett.
Bet.
Because you need to watch Boba Fett before you start season three.
Cool. Good to know.
Very good to know. Season two of Mando, season three of Boba Fett.
Come together.
Definitely.
Cool.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. Okay. So we done with Disney. We done with Marvel.
By Disney.
We got two more left.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Beetle and the Penguin.
Where'd you like to start?
Yeah. Let's go Blue Beetle. My first impression, I was blown away with the visuals.
Yeah.
I was blown away with the special effects.
Yep.
The casting was perfect.
Yep.
Jaime, I got introduced to him in Young Justice.
The boy. Yep.
So I don't know where any hardcore DC fan would have met him before that. Of course, in comics.
Yeah.
But, like, if there was any other, you know, like, cartoon
Batman,
movie,
the Brave and Bold,
or any other series that he might be introduced to.
Yeah.
All I know is when I met him in Young Justice, I was like, oh, I'm really, really fucking with this kid. Like, for me, he was Miles in DC.
Yeah.
again, really, really grounded and relatable.
Great kid.
So then to see that trailer and see the family and just the way the Beetle looks.
Yeah.
Like,
it looks... The suit, for the one, suit? DC, great choice going practical with the suit. Like, great choice going practical. Like,
that suit is suit like looks line great. For line.
Yes.
The suit. That was really, really impressive.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got introduced to Jaime in 2008 in the show Batman, the Brave and the Bold, which is one of my favorite Batman series. Because it's like, it's pretty much if you take... like really old like Batman comics, like the super old one, like he was goofy and fighting Calendar Man, where before Calendar Man was like the dude putting the scars in his head, like where he just had a costume.
Yeah.
Like that type of Batman, and you go back and Jaime that was the first time I ever saw him.
Mm.
And like that show is goofy, but they do a really good job of introducing you to new characters.
Okay.
And then you know with Young Justice, they just like
boy.
Going from that to Young Justice.
Get the complexity right there.
Right, you get the complexity. And then now it's like, I feel like, talk about casting.
Yeah.
Like, come on. That is him. From the trailer, that is him. They so I can't it. Help but be excited about it. It.
What's up, George Lopez? I will admit he was a low point for me.
Uh-huh.
Primarily because of his problematic behavior.
I have no idea what George Lopez has done.
Some other Latino comics.
Damn, bro.
Like, from what I understand, like, I've seen it on social media. I think I was made aware of it maybe like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was literally like a podcast. Yeah, you can pull the video up of someone mentioning another Latino comic to him. And he tried to like downplay him and
damn,
was like,
bro.
What's his name? What do you call him again? What's his name? And the dude that was talking to him, I think it was a white dude, and he was like, you know, I feel like we should be opening, like our job as older comics is to open doors. You know, pave that path for those coming behind us. And George is like, for what? Nah. Like flat out was like, nah, it's not bruh, my bad. Like
you ain't gotta do all
work,
that.
You gotta work for it.
You don't gotta do all that.
So apparently like other people were commenting was like, look at his shows. Like he don't be sharing bills with people like other Latin comics. Like, he's just the old hater. He's on some old like it can only be one of us.
Right. He's on his gatekeeping. Okay.
Gatekeeper and that shit.
Okay.
So well, I was like, man, that's whack.
Yeah.
So and I like, you know, I wasn't like it wasn't like, oh no, I lost a comic. Great. I was never really like tuning into his shit anyway. But then when I saw him in the trailer, I was like,
mm-hmm.
All right, whatever. I'm going to stomach you because I'm going to watch this film.
He ain't read the movie.
This film. Like, it's important to me. Representation is important.
Agreed.
So when these big production houses and these larger entities want to dabble in something that feels authentic, I got to support
that. We got to tap in.
Like, listen.
Got to tap
when
in.
When Mulan hit Disney Plus, I paid for it.
You were a payer. That hit at a very broke time in my life.
I had to pay for that joint. I wasn't in the theaters. For real. Okay.
No, I'm with it.
Okay.
Definitely.
So how'd you feel like overall?
I think it looks great. It feels like it's the vibe of Blue Beetle. Like, okay. I feel like here's where I will like be hype. Like through and through. Like, let's get into the comic book thing.
Okay.
Again, I am a lover of obscure characters.
Mm.
If you give me a Ted Kord shout out. I'm cool if Ted is dead. If it's usual how it is in the comics, if Ted is gone, great. We're giving room for Jaime. I'm with it. But if you can just give me like a quick little like, and it looks like we're gonna get it. Like we see Ted Kord's vehicle. Like he's gonna be in there.
Right.
If you get even like, I don't care who's playing Ted Kord, whatever. Like Kord Industries, you can.
It's there.
It can be Melissa Kord. I'm cool with whatever.
Yeah.
But as long as we get a reference to those previous Blue Beetles. Mm. I'm happy because
we saw previous suits in that, in that room. Yeah.
There's older suits. So it's like, we're already there.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you acknowledge it and then like, I could see, I'm going to make a prediction for the after credit scene.
Okay.
I have a prediction for the after credit scene. So the movie's going to end. Jaime's going to be doing his thing. Maybe like he gets a call or like someone pops out of somewhere. And if it's Booster Gold, if we get a Booster Gold moment, done, because I know we're supposed to get a Booster Gold movie, and it just to me, it just makes sense. We get he's a time traveler. He could be like, "Yo, I was friends with Ted, and I need your help."
Okay, I can see that.
I'm with it.
I can see that. Cameo wise, do I think this is gonna happen? No.
Mm-hmm.
Would I like to? What would I like to see happen? Titans cameo.
Oh.
A live action Titans.
Stop. Cameo. That would be incredible.
Pull somebody in from the Titans.
Yes.
That would be great. Like, let us know the Titans exist in this universe.
Oh, that would be.
You know what I'm saying?
If like, we get a Nightwing shout, come on.
So, to get it, so just so I remember, Blue Beetle, does that drop before or after Flash?
Before. After.
It's after Flash?
I actually have no idea when Flash comes out. Yeah. Give me one quick second.
I thought it happened before Flash.
Let's find out.
Because this new DCU.
Yeah.
So we're currently in the DCEU.
Yes.
And then the DCU is coming up after Flashpoint.
Oh, after Flash. We're getting after this Flash. After. Yeah.
So the only one of the major carryovers from the DCEU to the DCU is Aquaman.
Yep.
And it doesn't make sense to switch this Flash.
No. Nah.
Because this Flash is the bridge between the universes. Yeah. So it looks like we'll be moving forward, Ezra.
Yep.
And then Peacemaker and company.
Yep.
We're all moving forward.
Great to hear.
So, okay.
And then Jaime, which I'm with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm very much so with. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last but most certainly not least.
Yep.
The Penguin. Listen, I didn't even know this was coming. I felt like maybe I heard about it, but I didn't retain it.
Yeah.
I did know we were going to get a GCPD show.
Yes.
Which I'm really looking forward to that.
I hope that's still happening.
This Jim Gordon.
Yep.
This Gotham is just so dark. Like, I'm really looking forward to this.
This is one of my favorite Gothams for sure.
Yeah, like, to me, like, one of the darkest, like, police shows I've seen is Luther.
Yeah.
The villains and the criminals on there, to me, it was like, is the UK Gotham City?
Right.
These people are menacing.
Facts.
They're terrible. Like, y'all don't got guns, but what y'all do with knives is ridiculous.
They be throwing acid in the UK.
Yo,
it's crazy.
They are wild on Luther.
Yes.
So that's where my head was going after seeing the Batman and hearing they were going to do a GCPD show. I'm like, yo. And he, you know, he made it clear he was going to be doing street level, very grounded villain. So we're not going to see any superpowers.
I'm with it.
Which also cuts out any cameos, which I'm cool with too.
Same.
But then, most recently, I heard the villain for the Batman 2
Clayface.
Is Clayface.
Clayface.
Listen, Clayface has had an uptick.
Clayface is on 10 right now.
Primarily because of
Harley Quinn. We love him in Harley Quinn.
Listen, of course that's not the Clayface we're going to
get.
But that Clayface needs to exist somewhere.
Yes, we need the goofy. I hope, okay, let's just, I'm doing this. This is a whole Batman conversation quick because I'm very excited for everything Batman. If we can get a Clayface similar to the Clayface in the Harley Quinn TV show in the Batman and Damian movie,
great. Okay. I think that Clayface can work there.
Yeah.
Because just having Batman and Damian in the movie together, there has to be a certain level of like comedy to it.
Agreed.
Because of that dynamic.
Yes.
Like, this is seeing Bruce in a role that we've never seen him in before, so
agreed.
We have to watch him be uncomfortable. We have to watch him learn how to be a dad.
Agreed.
And Damian is ruthless to the point where he is quite funny.
Yes. Oh, it's hilarious.
Like, yeah, it's hilarious how much of a piece of shit he is.
That movie kind of needs. I've thought about this. I understand why they're giving us two Batman takes right now because it's like we need a Batman that is the usual. I think it's hard to do the Batman in a DC universe without it being kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it's like Batman will hang out with, he hates like Hal Jordan and like characters like that, and he beefs with them. Like him and Green Arrow have a really funny relationship.
Yeah.
Like him and Damian have a hilarious relationship. Yeah. It's like Batman needs to be ultra serious. Like Batman can, across the board, Batman needs to be a serious guy, but it's like his circumstances are crazy. Like, he is just a billionaire who fights supervillains.
Bruh.
He almost killed Darkseid once. Like, you can't have this man, like, around. Like, his whole thing can't be serious all the time.
He's not a safe person.
Yes.
He just isn't. Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. So having a character, like, having the Clayface be funny, like, you can have certain people be funny around Batman.
Are you all caught up on Harley?
Yes, of course. Yes. I'm caught
up
on Harley.
The way that season ended was crazy.
Loved it. And the Valentine's Day special was one of my favorite things I've seen all year. All
right, but let's not get distracted.
Yes. Penguin.
We're talking to Penguin.
Love Colin Farrell. Always.
I said to Morgan, Colin Farrell is going to get Oscar, Emmy, whatever they're going to do.
Yep.
He's going to get an award.
He's got to.
And she's like, no. What, are you kidding me? And she was like, HBO always gets robbed. And I was like, oh.
Fair.
That's the legacy.
That is
HBO
true.
Stay getting robbed.
They stay getting robbed.
But then I was like, I don't know. With this merger with Discovery, whatever like industry hang up, maybe these two companies coming together and
that might slide it away.
Scratch whoever's back, you right? Know, whatever the beef is, maybe it's over now that it's no longer HBO Max. It's
Max,
which makes me think Cinemax,
right?
But that was dumb.
We're just getting Max now.
So hanging out with Max. HBO, Warner Brothers with Discovery,
yeah.
Which means now we're getting a whole bunch of like reality TV shows.
It's just gonna be what it is.
It's gonna be what it is.
It's gonna be what it is. It's
gonna be what it is.
Oh my goodness, this is a whole. There's a lot to go in with this.
Yeah,
the Penguin represents something really interesting. The quality. It's good to see that they still really care about quality.
It's Matt Reeves.
That's Matt Reeves does not play
clear. He made it clear with the Batman mm-hmm. what he is doing.
Yes,
and he delivered it.
Yes, absolutely.
To get a TV show from Matt Reeves still in this universe, bro,
dream.
You can't lose.
No,
camera one. You cannot lose.
No loss. You can't. No loss.
Nah.
I just hope that we haven't discussed this. No, we have discussed the merger on the show.
Yeah,
the merger. It is just has been a hot mess.
We discussed it more so around James Gunn.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like the merger in itself has canceled a lot of really great shows. Again, like movies. Anyone in the animation community knows, like there are shows that were done and finished that are just no longer accessible.
What was it? I know they canceled the Scooby joint.
Yeah,
I really cared about.
Yeah.
What else did they cancel?
So
from the animation side,
pretty much what had happened was shows that were either finished or that had been canceled that were just existing on the platform for a tax write off are no longer allowed to be distributed. So you can't have them on streaming. You can't sell them on DVD anymore. So it becomes a case where like creators just kind of like cannot have people accessing their content anymore. So that happened with one of my favorite shows, Infinity Train, which was already getting shafted because it got canceled. But like now you just can't watch it anymore.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are those services.
Yeah. You know.
I almost said it on the mic. Just yeah, that's crazy. I know what happened with Batwoman being caught up in that too. Yeah.
It's really interesting that it is a tax write-off for any movie or show. It's a tax write-off to no longer have it accessible to the public, pretty much.
It's hard to trust DC. This is an abusive relationship. This is an abusive relationship.
It is.
DC.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I trust Matt Reeves.
I trust Matt Reeves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this Penguin looks good. He looks ruthless.
Love him.
He's got always his waddle popping.
Yep.
And I'm interested to watch the different characters develop over there.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I like the access. Again, like give me Batman fighting all the other supervillains in the main universe. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I also really like a detective just going around his city doing his thing.
Here's the thing. We haven't seen Batman in any other promos or anything for Penguin.
Yep.
But Gotham's only so big.
Mm-hmm.
If this is the new crime lord, like he has to pop up.
They're going
to
have a conversation.
There's no way he cannot be in this series.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
We need him.
Yeah. So I'm glad the series will be centering the Penguin.
Agreed.
I'm glad GCPD will be centering, you know, Jim Gordon, everything over there. But you have to have Batman in both.
Batman's
got to
be involved somehow.
Yeah.
So I'm hype. I'm very hype. Before we go, actually, this is just me shouting this out because I think this is all the movies we've talked about in shows. I think they're going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But my movie of the year, what I think is probably going to be my movie of the year.
Oh, wow.
This new Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, man. No, we should have put that on here.
I threw it up.
That Ninja Turtles movie, man. Dog, it looks so good.
Yep.
It looks so good.
Yes.
I was hyped, especially at the implied age. They look like they're like 12 and 13.
12
like
and 13.
Just becoming teenagers.
Yep. It's going to be a dream.
Great. Yeah.
The animation, again. Thank you, Spider-Verse. Thank you. For once, Sony, I don't be thanking y'all a lot. Y'all got an overpriced console right now. Y'all got all this crazy.
You come at the 5 just now?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to purchase it. Trust me, I'm a PlayStation devout. But like $500, 500,
Nah.
For a console that was 300, y'all didn't even, y'all skipped four. Y'all skipped the 400. The
4 was 300?
Yes. Oh. The 4 was 300, and then the 5 is 500. Y'all skipped the 400 mark.
Shout out to everybody that's PS fortunate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The PS fortunate of y'all.
Yeah, I'm saying if you have a PS4, you're PS fortunate, put it in the comments.
Yeah, please do.
And let us know if you're going to grab a PS5.
Yeah, we probably will because we love it.
So I do have both. The PS4 was gifted to me.
Fantastic.
By my homie C's. It was also more like, you work too much. You need a PS4.
Play some games.
Relax.
That's smart.
And it took me a month to set it up. Not because the process is that long. I was staggering it because I was afraid to get addicted.
Yeah. It happens.
Because Grant, what was it? San Andreas locked me down for a couple of months when it came out. It was a tough time.
Yeah.
so I was like real hesitant. I left it in the box for a minute.
Dang.
But yeah, PS5 is dope. It's disappointing that some of the games didn't carry over yet.
Yep.
So like, I got to play Death Stranding on PS4.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. They did not. Death Stranding is not on PS5. The new one that's about to come out will release on PS5.
Exclusively?
I think so.
That's another, bruh.
Yeah.
PS5, why is everything, look. The PS4 ended like 2 years ago. Y'all know how long games were still releasing on three. Thank you, Taya. Thank you.
3 and 4?
Yes. The 360 and PS3 games were still releasing for years after.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're telling me I can't play Gotham Knights? What do you mean? I can't play this new Suicide Squad game? Listen,
that's definitely how they sold me the PS5.
Yeah.
Gotham Knights was it. Oh, it's only over there? Bet.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about no 2K. Give me that. What? Gotham Knights?
Mind you, I'm definitely be playing that 2K.
I'm on 2K.
I am a 2K addict. It is the same game. Taya says it's the same game every year. I know. Look, let me shout out Evan because we spent summers. I'm talking when I was from ages 13 till like 20.
Wow.
I was on that game every night. Like I was that 2K guy for a while. Oh, mind you, I'm from Idaho. Evan is from Idaho. We are two Idahoans that were whooping ass in 2K and would scream when we lost. Like it was bad. I'm a 2K addict in the heart.
Were y'all like, nah. I mean, y'all were playing online.
Yes.
Okay.
And it would get dangerous.
Man.
I think I almost had a friend. There were times when we played 2K. And, like, there was one friend that we would play with. And, multiple friends were like, if you lose enough times, you think someone's crying on the other side of the mic. Like, it was painful to lose in that game.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's good that I don't have a PS5.
I stopped playing sports games in the PS1 era. Like competitively, like, with other people in the room. Of
smart.
Because we weren't online then.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in those days, like, there were different maneuvers that would just guarantee a point.
Yeah.
Especially in football. Different plays that would guarantee a point with different teams.
Mm-hmm.
So people was doing that a lot. And then also, this is going back to the day where when people were upset that they were losing, they would just cut the power off.
the early rage quit. I love it. Alex, is that you?
Shout out to one of my childhood best friends, Charles. You were dastardly for that shit.
Charles.
Chuck, you was wild for that shit. Like, fourth quarter, game about to be over, boom, hit power.
Turn it off.
Bro, I definitely remember packing my shit up and like, all right, I'm out. I'm walking home now.
Nah, sports games, like, lose it, bruh. Playing your friend in a sports.
Bruh.
You ever been so confident in a game that you're going to win and then, like, you keep winning and like again like there's my friends.
Are we talking like Uno? Because
hey, whoa, hold on, be careful with Uno because I know I've given you that work. Slow down. You gotta be careful with that Uno talk.
Listen, we're here to talk about trailers. And now you're getting all aggy. Like, he said, I'm definitely giving you that work.
Slow down. Gaming wise, I don't know if I could. We haven't played any fighting games, and I feel like you have a good chance of beating me.
I'm definitely not as nice as I used to be.
Okay.
And in my household, I have come to find out that I'm in second.
Oh, who's first?
Morgan.
Oh.
Taxing me.
Oh.
Be taxing me on the fighting games. Taxing me.
That is tough.
Yeah, I need to spend some time.
Okay,
I
real.
I used to be nice. I used to be real nice. Apparently, she used to be nicer.
Yeah. Apparently, she's currently nicer.
She's currently
that
nicer.
That is crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go, Morgan.
Yeah. Go time. Quick shout out before we leave.
Let's do it.
So, one of the four members is on tour.
Oh.
Castro.
Let's go.
You know, rap fanatic.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on tour and will be here in Portland on the 14th.
Yo, let's go. So
shout out to Curly Castro. Can't wait to see you. Definitely, you know, you got to come by the studio
real
quick. He's performing at Kelly's Olympian on the 14th.
That's hard.
And for anyone in Seattle, they'll be performing on the 13th. And then Eugene on the 15th.
Dang.
And on the 17th, they're down in San Fran.
That is a tour for real.
So, yeah, Shrapnel. Analog Rebels tour with AJ Suede. And I think this says Sketch 185.
That's dope.
But, yeah. Yeah.
But congrats. So
Castro will be in town, man.
That's fantastic. We got to get him on the show.
Yeah. I don't know how much time he's going to have.
Oh, real.
Maybe we can. I don't know. But we got to get something on camera. So maybe like a quick 15, 20 minute, half an hour joint.
What date is that again?
The 14th. Let me see.
When does Guardians come out?
Guardians comes out on the 5th. You saying do a quick Guardians review?
Quick little Guardians talk. That's all I'm saying.
Let's see. May 14th. It's a Saturday.
Hey.
It's Mother's Day. We also need to check and see, check our event schedule. Maybe we might be in these streets.
We might be on the block for real.
I don't even know. Who knows? But yeah, those are our takes.
Yep.
Really excited for all these films.
Agreed. Turtles movie of the year.
The first to come out on this list is Guardians.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be checking in.
We're going to see. We're going to knock out that review.
Yeah.
Bet. All right. So we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Ado, let them know where they can find y'all shit.
If you want to hear my music or, no, this is usually for my music, or if you want to see how I live my life, you can follow me on King_E.D.O. If you want to see my toy collection, which is fire.
Fire.
I think I am the second best Transformer collector in Portland. Shout out Neo Tokyo. You can follow me at Toy Noise on Instagram, at Toy Noise on TikTok, and at Toy Noise on YouTube. But I got kicked out of my YouTube, so I got to get that back.
What?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I don't know. I can't find the account, and they won't send me an email. So I got to contact Google for that.
Lame.
But I'm going to get that account back. But you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram, where I'm making video reviews. And the next one is my Leo Prime review. So look forward to that.
Bet.
Where can they follow you, Am?
Oh, at ScamBeezy.
Yeah.
All the tings. DJAmbush.net.
Yeah.
It's seldomly updated. Just gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I'm working on it though. I promise. working on it. I say that on every show that I'm on.
Yeah.
I promise I'm working on it.
The website will be updated eventually. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. You know, you could always follow us at the podcast has no name.
Yeah.
We are distributed on all of the streaming situations.
Through what? The Numbers Podcast Network.
Boom.
You know what's happening. Make sure you're on the Numbers Podcast Network. Look forward to all the things from there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's all I got.
Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Peace. Hey, you're still here. That's what's up. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate every single listen we get. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on all social media. You can listen to us on the platform of your choice. We are there. And if you're so inclined, please rate the show and write a review. We appreciate all types of feedback from any of our listeners. All right. Catch you on the next one. Peace.